Oh, sorry, my mic was off. Yes, I'll try and be brief given I feel like I've already spoken a lot. I mean, in some national priorities and regional collaboration can be very complementary. Take value addition in a, I think in a discussion on Monday about value addition. There was a discussion around the first order conditions that need to be in place for value addition to be viable in a given country. One of those is scale. So you need a lot of minerals to make a value addition facility like a smelter or a refinery viable. And there'll be many countries for certain minerals where they just don't produce enough minerals to be able to make a facility profitable on their own. But that's where regional collaboration can help by enabling the combination of feedstock from different countries. And this could be done without the involvement of governments, without governments collaborating. But I think, and it goes back to this challenge of sort of supplying nascent projects and the rush by overseas buyers to lock in long-term offtake agreements to sort of be able to combine to find and combine enough feedstock from countries you are likely needing government intervention to kind of strategize about how you do that for a nascent project to line up the design of the project and all the sort of the financing and such. So there are going to be they're going to be policy areas and projects where national priorities and regional coordination are very much aligned. So countries really need to be developing strategies which are specific to minerals, specific to stages of the value chain, where they identify when they can go it alone and when they might need regional collaboration. But of course, even in these instances where there is alignment between national priorities and regional collaboration, still going to be very, very challenging. I'm from the UK, so having gone through Brexit from the EU, I know how difficult making the politics of regional collaboration work, and there's a whole range of economic and political dynamics that countries are going to have to overcome. And even when there are, even when it is in a country's national interest, there's still going to be an inherent tension between cooperation and competition, thinking about where you would locate a shared smelter, for example. So I think there still needs to be lots of thinking and work around how to make regional collaboration happen. And actually at NRGI, we've just started some research on that very topic, looking at existing and attempted regional coordination initiatives to try and identify lessons, try and identify sort of success and failure factors, both in and in outside the mining sector, to try and support countries to make regional collaboration happen when it makes sense for them.